Blog Talk Radio.
Out of the Pure Heart Ministry, Word Alive, morning prayer. We thank God this morning for day 28 of morning prayer. And we do thank God for allowing us to be able to even come into prayer this morning. We thank God for we truly had a prayer on this morning around about 2 o'clock. Someone appeared to be attempting to break into our apartment, but we thank God today for his angels and for his grace and his mercy and for the police, glory to God, who were able to come in and catch the person and find out what exactly was going on. We thank God for another day. We don't take life for granted because we never know what may happen on any given day, but we do thank God on today for his grace and for his mercy. Amen. Amen. And just allowing us another day. On last night we were speaking on a broadcast talking about crucifying Christ afresh, crucifying him afresh. So what we want to make sure our prayer is on today is that we are living a life that is pleasing to our Heavenly Father. We want to pray that, you know, our lives would be pleasing to him so that on that day when Jesus comes back, we can go back with him, not just so we can avoid hell, but because we love God. God has done so much for us. He's blessed us. He's kept us. He's healed us. He's delivered us. He's provided for us. He's given us a chance at having our names in the Lamb's Book of Life. So we just want to be aware of what we're doing, and is what we're doing pleasing to him? There's a heretical teaching going on telling us that we can live the way we want to live and still go to heaven. But if you read Revelation chapter 22, and if you read through the book of 1 John, you will see that not just anybody's going to make it into heaven. Throughout the Bible, if you even read through Ephesians and read through the book of Romans, read through the book of Galatians, and even the book of Hebrews, just read the Bible, and we'll see what God requires from us. And God's not just accepting anything. You could read Romans chapter 1. Just read through the Bible, and God will show you exactly what is and what is not acceptable unto him. And we have the Holy Spirit, so we want to ask the Holy Spirit to help us to mortify the deeds of our flesh, those things that are manifest, those things that are not pleasing to God. We want to ask the Holy Spirit to help us to mortify the deeds of the flesh. Help us to walk in the Spirit so we will not fulfill the lust of our flesh, because our flesh lusts against the Spirit and the Spirit against our flesh. And they're contrary one to another, the Word of God says. And the Bible also tells us that then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Amen. So we want to pray today that we keep our body under, that we keep our body under subjection today, so that we can walk worthy of the calling of Christ Jesus, and we won't crucify him afresh. We won't, you know, let Jesus's going to the cross be in vain. We just want to make sure that we live according to the will of God. Amen. And that's walking in holiness. That's walking in righteousness. That's being separated unto God, separated unto God, separated unto him, being different than the world, being different, not acting like the world, doing everything the world says is okay to do, but living according to the word of God. And it's really not that hard. We just try to make it hard because the flesh doesn't want to obey. Please excuse me, but it's all right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you this day, Monday, October 28, 2013, first thanking you for another day. We enter into your gates this morning, Heavenly Father, with thanksgiving, and into your courts with praise. We're thankful unto you, Adonai, and we bless your name, for your name is great, your name is worthy to be praised. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. The word of God says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. I bless your holy name, Lord God. I bless your holy name. I thank you for every benefit that you have given us. You've forgiven all our iniquities. You heal us all our diseases. You crown us with loving kindness and tender mercies. You satisfy our mouths with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles, Lord God. We thank you this morning, hallelujah, for being our shepherd, and we shall not want. You make us lie down in green pastures. You lead us beside the still waters. You restore our souls. You lead us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Hallelujah. And yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for you are with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us. You prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You anoint our heads with oil. Our cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And Father, as your child, we can say that this morning. As your child, we can confidently pray that this morning. Hallelujah. And thank you, hallelujah, for being our shepherd and for providing our need and preparing tables before us in the presence of our enemies and for restoring our souls. We thank you this morning, O God, for restoration. We thank you for new life this morning, O God. We thank you, hallelujah, for preparing our way today. Father in heaven, we just say thank you today. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for making us whole. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that was shed for us that we might have the right to the tree of life. Oh, Father, we thank you that you love us so much that you would think about us in that way, that you would even think about restoring us back to you. We just say thank you this morning, oh God, and we bless your holy name, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. This morning, Father, we lift up little Sunny, Lord God, and we pray for her, Lord God. She was born very, very premature. And, Father, up until yesterday, she was doing really good, Lord God. And yesterday she had some type of setback, but we pray for little Sunny this morning, hallelujah, that you would heal her, that you will heal that baby, oh God, in Jesus' name, that you will grow her lungs, oh God, that you will grow her organs like they're supposed to be, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, even though she was born at 26 weeks, Lord God. Father, we pray that you can do a miracle in her life, Lord God, not just for Sunny, oh God, but for her parents and for her grandparents, that they might see and believe, Lord God, hallelujah, in you, Lord God, the true and living God. Hallelujah, glory to God.
My Lord.
Her up to you, God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, that you will heal her right now, Lord God, even in the incubator, Lord God, in ICU, oh God, that you will touch her right now, the nurses, oh God, who are caring for her, Lord God, the doctors who are caring for her, Father, that you will touch
them, Lord, lead them.
Them know, Father God, in Jesus' name, Father, hallelujah, God, that you are real, Lord God, and you are God, hallelujah.
By yourself.
Nothing goes by you, Lord God, nothing goes past you, oh God, but we pray, Father God, in Jesus' name, that this miracle will be done for little Sunny, Lord God, that men and women will know that you are God, and they will come to believe in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. You know every instrument they need to use. You know every medication that they need to use, oh God. You know, Lord God, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray right now for little Sunny, oh God, for her healing in Jesus' name, oh God, hallelujah. We pray for a miracle, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, a miracle in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up Dana to you, Lord God, my friend, dear just sister, Lord God. We lift her up to you, Father, in Jesus' name. Father God, we just bind stress, we bind chest pains, we rebuke heart attacks, Lord God, we rebuke, Lord God, all symptoms of heart attacks, Father God, in Jesus' name. And Father, we just pray for her healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, whatever her situation is, I pray, oh God, that she will trust you, Lord God, that she will trust you, Lord God, and not what she sees with her eyes, but she will trust you, Father God, to bring her through whatever it is that she's going through, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, and I pray for her husband even right now, God, that he will minister to her, Lord God, and nurture her and cherish her, Father God, in the name of Jesus, even as your word says, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord God. If they need financial help, Lord, we pray that you will open the door and make a way out of no way for her financially, God, in Jesus' name. Father, we pray that you will move all worry, Lord God, out of her mind for any recurrences, oh God, of previous sickness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for complete healing, oh God, and no returning, Lord God, of that sickness, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Father, we just ask you to cancel it out in the name of Jesus, that it will not return unto her, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And Father, we just say thank you, Father, for we know that it's easy to worry, it's easy to be scared, it's easy to be concerned, Father God, but your word tells us to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Father God, you said acknowledge you in all our ways and you will direct our paths, Father. So we acknowledge you today, Father God, in Jesus' name, and ask you, oh God, to just remove anything, Lord God, that will cause a recurrence, Lord God, of that sickness, Father God, in Jesus' name, Father God. Hallelujah, and we say thank you, oh God, right now in Jesus' name. Father, we even pray for Deirdre this morning that you will continue to bless her, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, that you will even increase her pay, Father God, in Jesus' name, that she will be able to do financially what she needs to do, and not just what she needs to do, Lord God, but some of the things that she even desires and wants to do, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for her landlord, Father God, that he will be patient, Lord God, and he will be peaceful, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we just say thank you even right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that Thanksgiving and Christmas are coming up and people are stressing over what to buy, what to do, how to get it, what they're going to not pay so they can buy this and buy that. But God, let us remember, Lord God, that the reason that in the United States we celebrate Christmas is to remember the birth of Jesus, hallelujah, our Savior, hallelujah. Let us not get caught up, Lord God, in going into debt, Lord God, over buying things that are temporary, oh God, for we do know, Lord God, that these things cannot go with us when we die. Father, these things cannot keep us out of heaven, and they cannot keep us out of hell, nor can they get us into heaven. But God, if we set things up that are our gods and let these things come before you and we worship these things more than we worship you, they can cause us to end up in hell, because your word says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And Father, so we just ask, oh God, in Jesus' name, that this season that people will use wisdom, oh God, in Jesus' name, concerning their finances and Christmas and the purchase of things that are temporary. Father, we thank you that we know that we do desire nice things, oh God, but Father, help us not to be unwise, oh God, in using what we need to use, Father, in the name of Jesus, our monies, oh God. Let us not take our monies that we need for rent and take our monies that we need for our car notes and for our children and for whatever else we need, our bills, oh God, and use them for temporary things, oh God, in Jesus' name, Father. And we just say thank you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding this morning, oh God, in Jesus' name. We need wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in every area of our life, in the natural and in the spirit. We need wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God, in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray this morning for Bishop Holman, oh God, that you will bless his body in the name of Jesus. Control those diabetes, oh God, in his body, his high blood pressure. Let him use wisdom, knowledge, oh God, and understanding in what he eats and what he drinks, oh God, that it will not cause his blood pressure to spike. It will not cause the diabetes levels to go up, that he will go into a diabetic coma, oh God, in Jesus' name. Father, we just pray, Lord God, for my husband, that you will bless his body as he goes to the doctor today, that you will give him, Lord God, favor with the doctors, oh God, but that you will bless his body and heal his body in the name of Jesus, that you will get the praise, the glory, and honor, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Let him say something even to the technicians today as he goes for this ultrasound. Let him say something to them today that will cause them to be saved, oh God. The bus driver, Lord God, the whomever he comes in contact with, let him identify your Holy Spirit within him, Lord God. And if they're not saved, that they might ask, what must I do to be saved, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I pray for his aid, my sister, oh God, that they will be safe from danger, seen and unseen today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We just thank you, not just for him, but for every person traveling in wheelchairs today, that drivers will be mindful of them, Lord God, and that they will not have any accidents, Lord God, and no harm will come to them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And not just those that are in wheelchairs, but those that are using canes, those that are using, those that are blind and using blind sticks, Lord God, those, oh, Father God, that are deaf, Lord God, that they will be able to be aware, Lord God, of the traffic around them and be safe, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray for those that with physical, mental, developmental disabilities, oh God, for we know, Lord God, that in the natural they may be disabled, but with you, Lord God, they're still able, Lord God, to accomplish and do what you have called them to this earth to do, Lord God, and we say thank you for it in Jesus' name. We pray for the President of the United States, the peace of Israel, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the peace of Israel, oh God, in Jesus' name. We pray for Jews everywhere, oh God, that they will come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and accept him as Lord and Savior. Father, we pray for President Obama. We pray for Vice President Biden. We pray for their families. We pray for the House of Representatives. We pray for Congress. We pray for mayors and governors and all city officials and state officials and all those elected officials, oh God, that they will submit to your ruling, submit to your way, Father God, in Jesus' name, that they will even come to know you, Lord. Many don't know you, but, Father, I pray that they will know you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, that you will know them. So, Lord God, at that last great day, you will not say, depart from me, you work of iniquity. I never knew you. Father, we pray in Jesus' name that you will bless us and keep us. Keep us in your care, oh God. Keep us, Lord God, in what you want us to do, Lord God. Keep us, Father, in Jesus' name. And we be careful to praise you, Lord God, and give you glory in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And we thank you for your word today. Hallelujah. In Psalm 91 that says, Lord God, hallelujah, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Mm-hmm. Say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come nigh us. Ah, yes. With our eyes shall we behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, in the Most High thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up.
Yes.
In their hands lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample and defeat, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life will I satisfy him and shew him my salvation. We thank you, Lord God, for long life and satisfying us with long life and showing us your salvation. Thank you for being with us in trouble. Thank you for delivering us and honoring us, Lord God. Thank you for setting your love upon us, Lord God, and we're setting our love upon you. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you today because you are our refuge. Hallelujah. And our habitation. We thank you today, Lord God. Hallelujah. We glorify your name, O God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Father, we thank you that the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, seeking whose heart is perfect towards him, that you might show us so strong on our behalf. Lord, we pray that our hearts be perfect toward you today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that our ways are perfect toward you today, in the name of Jesus, that it be not our will, but thy will be done today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Not our will, Lord God, but thy will be done, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Not our will, but thy will be done today, Father, in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh, we call on you right now in Jesus' name. Ruach HaKodesh, we call on you to go with us today, that we will lead you because we know that you only do those things according to the will of God. So, Ruach HaKodesh, we call on you today and ask you to lead us and guide us. Give us what to say, where to go, what to do, what to wear, what to speak. Lord God, what to eat, what to drink, what to do today according to the will of God. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And hallelujah, Father, we thank you and we ask you to hear these prayers and not only hear these prayers, but answer these prayers for us, Father. In the mighty, mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. We read Proverbs 16 today on day 28 of our prayer. And Proverbs 16 says, the preparations of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit. Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. The Lord has made all for himself, yes, even the wicked for the day of doom. Everyone proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though they join forces, none will go unpunished. In mercy and truth, atonement is provided for iniquity. And by the fear of the Lord, one departs from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Father, we pray that our ways please you today, Lord, in Jesus' name. Better is a little with righteousness than vast revenues without justice. A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. Divination is on the lips of the king. His mouth must not transgress in judgment. Honest weights and scales are the Lord. All the weights in the bag are his work. It is an abomination for kings to commit wickedness, for a throne is established by righteousness. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him who speak what is right. A messenger, as messengers of death is the king's wrath, but a wise man will appease it. And the light of the king's face is life, and his favor is like a cloud of the latter rain. How much better to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding is to be chosen rather than silver. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He who keeps his way preserves his soul. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. He who heeds the word wisely will find good, and whoever trusts in the Lord, happy is he. The wise in heart will be called prudent, and sweetness of the lips increases learning. Understanding is a wellspring of life to him who has it, but the correction of fools is folly. The heart of the wise teaches his mouth and adds learning to his lips. Pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones. The person who labors, labors for himself, for his hungry mouth drives him on. An ungodly man digs up evil, and it is on his lips like a burning fire. A perverse man sows strife, and a whisperer separates the best of friends. A violent man entices his neighbor and leads him in a way that is not good. He winks his eye to devise perverse things. He purses his lips and brings about evil. The silver-haired head is a crown of glory if it is found in the way of righteousness. He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. The lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord. From the Lord. We have just read Proverbs chapter 16. We pray that you will go forth back and meditate on this word on today, and not just this word, but that you will hear whatever God is speaking to you today, that you will not only hear it, but that you will obey it in the name of Jesus. And the word is coming to me now in Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1 this morning. And Proverbs chapter 1 tells us this morning that the...
Yes.
Proverbs chapter 1 tells us this, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David. I'm sorry, not Proverbs chapter 1. I meant to say Psalms chapter 1. Psalms chapter 1. Psalms 1, I'm sorry. It says, the way of the righteous and the end of the ungodly. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. The way of the ungodly shall perish. No matter what we think or what we say, the way of the ungodly shall perish, Lord. And Psalm 139 says, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down. You are acquainted with all my ways, for there is not a word on my tongue. But behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have hedged me behind and before and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. And in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, you bloodthirsty men, for they speak against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Lead me in the way everlasting. Lead me in the ways everlasting. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping his eye on both the evil and the good. Let us make sure we fall in the category of the good today in the name of Jesus, for nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. To whom we must give account. For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. Fully committed to him. That's 2 Corinthians 16:9. The eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. Let's be fully committed to him in the name of Jesus today. Let us pray and ask God to help us to be fully committed to him in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. For your eyes, O Lord, are on the ways of mortals. You see our every step. You see our every step, for our ways are in full view of you, Lord, and you examine all our paths. Father, we thank you today. We thank you today. We thank you today, and we bless your name. Go in peace today. Go with the Lord today. Let him lead you. Let him lead you in every path and everything that you do today. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.